Hello. Good day to you. We have a daily inspiration for you today. Hope to encourage you in the Word of God. The Bible says, when thou prayest, Matthew chapter 6, verse 6, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. We want to talk to you some more about being a real Christian. And the foundation of a real Christian, we know, is faith in the blood of Jesus, obedience to His Word. But no man, no woman, no Christian is better than their prayer life. And there's so much playing and showmanship in so many churches today. And God is calling us to retreat and to close the door. Shut the door of the world. Shut the door of family. Shut the door of friends. Shut the door of work. Shut the door of recreation. Shut the door of food, fun, and frolic. And seek the Lord. There can be no playing. There can be no hypocrisy when it's just you and God and no one else can hear. No one else knows. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet. And when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret. And thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. God has a reward for those that seek Him. There's a verse in Psalms that says, they that seek me early, they shall find me. I believe it's Proverbs, actually. I'm just thinking from memory. I want to think about somebody who had a reality with God. You see, the key of being in the closet with God is having a reality relationship with God. There's a time for public prayer. There's a time for corporate prayer. There is. There's a time for prayer in the family altar. But oh, if you don't have the real quiet time, all that can be such a pretty fancied up picture. We want the reality first. You remember the story in Isaiah 6. It says, in the year that King Uzziah died, I also saw the Lord high and lifted up, and His train filled the temple. You remember that vision that Isaiah had of seeing God? God gave Isaiah reality that. And Isaiah didn't jump up and shout glory. It was actually very sober. It was very terrifying. Well, let's just think about the way it says that. He had a vision. It said when Uzziah died, maybe there is some person in your way blotting out the full vision of the Lord. Many people have been deceived by a church or religion or a certain way they think it has to be. Oh, my friends, if we're not seeing God, maybe something's in the way. In the year King Uzziah died is when Isaiah got the revelation. Is there something blotting your full vision of God? You see, spiritual expansion is expensive. And at times it's excruciating. Are you prepared for a vision at this top-priced demand? It's a top-priced demand God is calling us to have the real reality and vision of God. It may mean leaving a dead church. It may mean separating from ungodly friends and family. It may mean leaving your career to serve the Lord in fullness. Are you prepared to pay top price for reality and vision with God? I don't think there's any reduced rates for real revival and revolution of our souls. It's very expensive. If you just want to be saved and be the nominal Christian of your denomination or group, then the Lord's battle has no need of you. Isaiah had a vision. It was real. And it had three dimensions. If you note verses 1 to 9 in the 6th chapter of Isaiah, verse 5 says, woe, a word of confession. Verse 7, lo, a word of cleansing. Verse 9, go, a word of commission. It was an upward vision. He saw the Lord. An inward vision. He saw himself. And an outward vision, he saw the world. It was a vision of height. He saw the Lord high and lifted up. A vision of depth. He saw the recesses of his own heart. And a vision of breadth. He saw the world. A vision of holiness. Oh, beloved, how this generation of believers needs the vision of God in all His holiness. Oh, a vision of hellishness. He said, oh, I am undone. Woe is me, I am undone. Unclean. And a vision of hopelessness implied by the words, who will go for us in this hour when the average church knows no more about promotion than prayer, has forgotten consecration by fostering competition, and has substituted propaganda for propagation, this threefold vision is imperative. It says in the scripture still, where there is no vision, the people perish. Where there is no passion, the church perishes, even though it be full to the doors. Oh, may we find a way, may we find a place to repent, to turn to God, to get alone, and to see God as He really is. Let's pray. Dear Father, I pray for those that have called in today that you would encourage them and keep them from sin. Help them to get along with you and to know you. Give us vision of you. We don't need any new revelation of anything, God. The old word still works. But, oh God, we need to know you. Help us to see you. Help us to obey you. Help us to learn how to pray and seek your face. Lord, the hour is late. Send revival, we pray. Bless the people that are seeking you with their whole heart here today. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, God bless you. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions, requests, need any help of any kind. The 0 and then 99 will reach the voicemail. And you can leave me a message, and you can either leave a request and we'll pray for you, or if you would like someone to contact you, we would love to help you. God bless you today as you serve Him.